We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Lonzo, get the flag ready. We are live on location. Offsides with Mark Ryan. Habitat, amazing place. Just south of Woodruff Road on Miller Road in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina, broadcasting live here today, 1 to 4, where you can have amazing lunch 7 days a week. It's fast, it's casual, it's out really quick. I don't know what kind of magic they pulled to get this out as quickly as they did, but folks, I am pounding a brisket pizza right now that is absolutely delicious. This thing is amazing. It's a barbecue brisket pizza, and I'm trying to make Lonzo hate me more by the minute. That's our goal. That's what we're going for here today.
I couldn't possibly hate you more. It's not possible.
That's fantastic. $2.50 usual suspects during NFL and college football games. Usual suspects are, of course, your Miller, your Buds, your Thomas Creek Red, your Yingling, and also happy hour out here 3 to 6, 7 days a week. Talking sports with us, pleased right now to be joined by they're running this place right now. They're cooking up our delicious food. We've got Griffin, who's a manager here. Taylor, who's a manager here, as well as Griffin. Guys, this is fun, man. Thanks for having us out here today.
Hey, thanks for coming here, man. This is a big deal for us.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you guys out here, man. And so let's talk about this here for a minute here, okay? My belief is Drew Brees is not getting the respect he deserves as an all-time great quarterback. Now, I've got a list in front of me here of the best 40 quarterbacks in NFL history, and on this particular list, Drew Brees, this is one guy who does respect him. He has him number 2 overall on the list, and we shared with you some of the records Drew Brees holds, which are something to behold. He holds the career record for passing yards of any quarterback who's ever played. More passing yards than anybody. More completions. Higher completion percentage than anybody. Highest completion percentage in a season. For an entire season, Drew Brees completed 74.4% of his passes. Has 54 consecutive games with a touchdown. Has averaged 282 passing yards a game. Leads the league in most 300-yard passing games, has 115, has the most 400-yard passing games in league history with 16, has leads in terms of number of seasons in which he led the league in passed yards, leads the league in consecutive 4,000-yard seasons, 12 in a row, and he had 5,000-yard seasons in the National Football League. Why, Taylor and Griffin, when we rank the best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, how come Drew Brees is never named? You hear the usual suspects. You hear the Tom Brady's of the world. You hear the Joe Montana's of the world. You hear the John Elway's of the world, the Dan Marino's of the world. You never hear the Drew Brees's of the world, and that really spoils my spuds, guys. It really does.
Well, I think a lot of the criticism that Tom Brady has gotten as far as being a system quarterback, as far as just the rings, Drew Brees has gotten off even worse than that.
I think if you look at Drew Brees, and, you know, he's only won one Super Bowl, and he's got close to winning a second one, but he's kind of in a similar situation as Peyton Manning was when he played for the Colts, and he was able to win that Super Bowl, still wasn't quite considered one of the greatest, and then moved on to Denver, won a second Super Bowl, and now he's considered one of the greatest of all time. So I think, you know, with Drew Brees, given if he wins a second Super Bowl, he's in old age just like Brady, but given if he wins a second one, I think he'll be considered
why
up there.
Why the heck does he have to win a second Super Bowl? Peyton Manning has 2 Super Bowls. The second Super Bowl, he sucked. He was awful that whole season. You know, why does he get why does he get credit for 2 Super Bowls when he was awful that second year? It makes no sense to me.
Well, it's also a flash in the pan thing as well, too. The media loves the Patrick Mahomes, the Brett Favre's of the world.
Yeah, no, I hear what you guys are saying completely. So the other piece of news surrounding the NFL right now, Antonio Brown, obviously. Now, Griffin, you heard something that I thought was pretty funny. We were talking about it during the break. How do Pittsburgh Steelers fans perceive this guy?
Well, apparently Antonio Brown thinks that Steelers fans are still in love with Antonio Brown, which I'm going to have to disagree with. As a Steelers fan, I've been a Steelers fan for my whole life. My family's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh, and I don't miss Antonio Brown whatsoever. We might have a low year as a team. We just lost our running back, too, so, you know, we have low years. We've had Ben Roethlisberger for the last 10, 15 years. We've had low years, but we are not missing that locker room drama. We're not missing being in the spotlight. I think they're soaking it up, enjoying being out of the spotlight and being able to practice as a team and prepare for the season.
If there's one team that can draft and develop wide receivers, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've seen that with Antonio Brown in the sixth round. We've seen that with Juju, who didn't come in with much hype until he started tearing it up. I guarantee they have a young wide receiver on that roster right now that's going to tear it up. James Washington, for example. Dante Moncrief, who they signed under the radar. Pittsburgh Steelers are going to find and develop a wide receiver in that system that's going to make them forget about Antonio Brown. And especially with Hard Knocks, with all the drama that's being put out there, even behind the scenes in the media, I don't think there's anyone in Pittsburgh that's saying, wow, I wish we still had that right now.
Yeah, no, and guys, I'm entering a no-drama phase in my life, okay? that's what I'm mandating right now, okay? No drama, all right? I'll put up with a lot. I won't put up with drama. You create drama. There's no spot for you in my life. That's how I feel. That's how I'm operating moving forward in my life. I can't handle it anymore. And I feel like Oakland voluntarily signed up for this nonsense. They knew what they were getting into, and they chose to do it anyway. They were bidding against themselves for a receiver on the wrong side of 30, a receiver past his prime, who, in my opinion, just might be making an excuse for the helmet. He might be making an excuse for the fact that his feet are all screwed up, right?
Well,
how do you get the attention off of your feet? You just say, oh, we got this helmet problem. Let's create this helmet problem. Get everyone off of paying attention to my feet, which were horribly frostbitten, okay? So, I just think the guy's a mess. I think the guy's a mess, and I think he adds nothing but drama to your team, man. No drama. No drama phase in my life right now.
Well, I think he fits with the profile of the Raiders,
yeah,
though.
This is a classic Raiders move. Yeah, this is the classic Raiders move. They're moving to Las Vegas. Even the Raiders of the past, they cared more about flash than substance. Mark Davis is still trying to capture the allure, the grandeur of the old Oakland Raiders team. And I think that they don't care about character. I think they care about headlines. I think as long as people are talking about the Oakland Raiders, that's a win in his book.
Now, Lonzo always accuses me of twisting his words, but here's the reality, guys. He says Tom Brady is, quote, nothing but a system quarterback, which means if you remove him from that system, Lonzo believes that he's trash, right? That's what that means. If you're nothing but a system quarterback, that means you are trash if you're not in that system.
That's not I'm not saying he's trash.
Well, what does
Again,
it mean to say?
If you put him in a similar system, he's going to do just as well. Look at what Garoppolo did the other night, how horrible he looked. I know he's coming off of injury, but he looked like he was going to take over the Patriots, and supposedly that's why he shipped him out. Look at Matt Castle, how he got those big contracts. He got away from the system. He was horrible.
Okay.
I wish that Brady went somewhere else so we can see if I'm right or not, but it'll never happen.
So Lonzo, without Bill Belichick, feels like Tom Brady is Jimmy Garoppolo mixed with Matt Castle. Okay, that's what we're gleaning. that's what we're gleaning from this today.
You're
right?
Offsides, Lonzo.
So you're offsides. So offsides. Anyway, Lonzo, we told you to get the flag ready. Throw the flag.
Lonzo, you're way offsides on this one, man. Tom Brady, he may be a system quarterback. It's not going to be proven for at least five more years till Brady's out of the league. Bring in another quarterback. Show me he can be successful under Belichick in that same system. Maybe we can start having talks about that. Until then, he's the GOAT. You're offsides.
How many games did Matt Castle win under that system when Brady was injured?
11.
Right. I don't need to say anything else.
Tom Brady is not Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not Matt Castle. The amount of work that he puts in, his off-season conditioning, the way he takes care of his body, the reason why he was drafted is that you can measure arm strength, you can measure speed, you can measure all that. You can't measure intangibles or work ethic. I guarantee you, no matter where Tom Brady is, he's still Tom Brady. He's still going to put in the time. He's still going to put in the work. He's still going to make it work because at the end of the day, he's a competitor. And in the fourth quarter, I don't care how, if you're talking arm talent, we're talking arm strength, there's no one that you want with 2 minutes left in the game and you've got to drive down and win than Tom Brady.
100%. Three guys are right. Lonzo is wrong. Tell me something we don't know, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I do have? I have control of the mics. I'll just turn everybody off and take over the show. Okay. That's what I'll do.
Oh, do you? Okay. Lonzo, get the flag ready again. Here we go. Let's throw it. ESPN Upstate flag on Mark Ryan. Can't say Clemson will navigate the field and remain undefeated while also saying they will lose to the Gamecocks this year. Can't have your Gamecock and eat it too. folks, you can make the national championship with a loss. Who's ever said undefeated?
Nobody in the ACC said you can't.
Nobody said undefeated. You can beat Texas A&M. You can run the table in the All Cupcakes Conference. You can lose a game and still find your way into the playoff. Nobody said anything about what seed they would make when they got in the playoff. I'm simply saying I'm taking Clemson to win the national championship. Guys, Taylor and Griffin, we opened the show today with my big take today being that I think Will Muschamp is out as coach of South Carolina after the 2020 season. For some reason, and I don't know why, probably because this schedule has been bandied about so often, the Gamecocks fans are giving him a pass this year, which I don't think they should do. I think he's got a chance to surprise this year. I think everyone's expecting them just to bomb this season. If they go 7-5, if they go 8-4, wow, look at what they've accomplished. But next year they have the softest Charmin nothing bunt cakes schedule that features a non-conference schedule of Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, and Wofford next season. But they also have Clemson, Tennessee, at Kentucky, Florida, Georgia, and LSU to go with Texas A&M. I think if he goes 7-5 next year, after going 7-5 this year, fans are going to be saying, we've given you 5 years. When is the breakthrough season? I think he's got next year, and my prediction is that he's gone after next year.
It's hard with Muschamp because Muschamp was the golden boy coming out of Texas under Mac Brown. And went to Florida and wasn't too impressive, but still had hope. And that's all South Carolina was clinging to after Spurrier left midseason was a little bit of hope. And I think they got that out of him. But he just hasn't produced as far as the wins, as far as the recruiting at South Carolina. And it's going to be tough for him to salvage this one. He can. He's got to win those 7 games, like you said. And I think he can do it this year. I think their season allows them to. They've got Alabama early on. They've got – and that's at South Carolina. So that should be, you know – it's not a toss-up at all because Alabama's going to be the favorite. But they might have a slim chance against Alabama. I'm not a Gamecock fan, but come on.
I am a Gamecock fan, and I'll admit that the program that Muschamp took over was one step short of a dumpster fire because Spurrier was completely checked out. There was nothing there, so he had to build up from the beginning, and we have given him patience on that, but Muschamp's calling card has and always will be defense, and the run defense in particular has been terrible. He hasn't been able to stop a nosebleed, and we were expected for him to be hands-off with the offense, and that was supposed to continue as advertised, but the defense hasn't made the progressions that we've expected it to. Now, South Carolina is always going to look to their big brother to the west and expect us to be able to compete with Clemson, compare everything we do to Clemson. I don't think that's necessarily fair because they're just on another level from us right now. As a Carolina fan, you have to admit that. The schedule coming up is hard, and it's been ballyhooed, but at the same time, he also is saying this is the most talented team he's had since he's been there. So I'm not expecting us to go 11-2 or 9-3, but we need to see some progression. We need to see them come in and compete with these teams and not just get blown out by 30 points like we've seen in SEC play the past couple of years.
Taylor is the GM here at Habitab, and Griffin works here as well. Gentlemen, thank you so very much. Thanks for having us out here, man. This is a blast.
Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys so much, man. This brisket pizza, man. Your favorite thing on the menu is what?
The Smokehouse.
Smokehouse pizza. Your favorite thing on the menu.
Pizza tots are killing it, man. Yeah. You can't beat
it. Pizza tots.
Mm-hmm. Loaded pizza tots.
Yeah, you got homemade marinara sauce, a homemade Alfredo sauce, pepperoni, Italian sausage, bacon.
Inside a tot?
on top of a bowl of tots.
Oh, my God.
It's killer, man.
I am there Saturday for the tots, definitely.
The pizza tots. Lonzo.
Come in, Lonzo. We'll talk Tom Brady.
Yeah, we'll see you here, Lonzo. We're waiting for you.
Yeah, in other news, Lonzo just canceled his plans. All right. Coming your way next, some more surprising news. Clemson's name, even though they don't want it to be, keeps being dragged down, and I'll tell you why next. We are live on location at Habitat, just south of Woodruff Road on Miller Road in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina. Come out and join us, rolling until 4 p.m., all on the show that has been awarded as the number one best show in all of South Carolina sports radio. We are Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, a check on Twitter, where our policy is if you follow us, we will get to your tweets live on the air on the show at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. Michael Stathakis tweets in. He by the way, has kids that swim on a swim team, I hear, right? So does Kristen McCrory, right?
Number two
in the county. Right? That's fantastic. He says one of the moments and turning points for Will Muschamp will be this year when we go into the Florida game 4-2 and run y'all out of our stadium. Michael, denial is not just a river in Egypt. Please seek help. Clearly something is going wrong there with you for you to make that comment. Diddy said he knows the owner here at Habitat, and he told him no White Claws, just real beer. Diddy, you clearly are not looking out for me, my friend, and I'm deeply offended by that. D. Henderson says, well, you got a White Claw plug in the show. Never thought I would hear it, but I just did. I'll try to work those in when I can. White Claw is amazing. Sports and Culture tweets in, Mark, you're absolutely correct about Drew Brees. In my opinion, he's the most accurate quarterback in the NFL and has been for years. Definitely slept on when people mention the greats. D. Henderson says, I think Brees is overlooked the most because of the time frame he played in. Let's face it, if you ain't named Brady or Rodgers, well, simply put, if you're not playing in Boston or Green Bay, you're overlooked for the most part. I don't agree with it, but I do think it's the reason. We overlook New Orleans. No matter what you do in New Orleans, it's not good enough. Michael Stathakis says to you, Lonzo, Tom Brady is the system. Others can copy what he does with that team, but the team is built for him. All right, there you go. And Lonzo incorrectly believes when Mark Ryan brings in people to go toe with me, I win. So very sad.
I won. I mean, it's an opinion on who wins and who loses, and my opinion matters most, so I won.
Check on our text line. Let's see here. Okay. Mark is becoming the Stugatz of ESPN Upstate, not remembering what he said. Check the tape. Mark did say undefeated. Okay, my question is, would he like to bet? Sir, I would ask you, what team are you a fan of, sir? And I'll bet you on your team, okay? And I'll win that bet, because that's Lonzo knows how I roll. I find out what people's emotional trigger points are, and I find a great bet that I can win against them betting against their team.
So you can give free food, because he hasn't paid for a meal since he's been in South Carolina.
Alonzo, I still have bets that have not been paid up yet, and you know that, all right? So another texter says, I absolutely love Muschamp, and I really hope they don't fire him. Well, at some point, sir, you got to love winning, right? At some point, you got to love the results line. And 22-17, if that's good enough for you, you've got the right head coach. If 22-17 isn't good enough for you, you might need a different one. And my belief is you're giving them a pass for this year because of the schedule. Next year's put up or shut up time. You got Texas A&M, LSU, Georgia, Florida, Clemson on the schedule. Might be curtains for one Will Muschamp after that particular time. Okay, so there is yet another story out about Clemson, and here's what I'm going to do, and here's how we're going to handle this today, okay? I'm going to put this out there, and I'm going to open this up to your opinions as to what this means and what this is about, okay? Because, you know, if it's out there, we've got to talk about it. And John Bacon has, has a brand new book out with Jim Harbaugh of Michigan. And we're going to get to some of the comments Jim Harbaugh made in the book, but not featured in the book, because Rashawn Gary, the linebacker from Michigan, did not want this published in the book. It has now been shared on a podcast in Michigan. The author's John U. Bacon. Fear not, ladies and gentlemen. I already have a request into John for him to come on the show so we can address this with him. But here is the story, all right? And Lonzo, want your thoughts on this as well. Last week, best-selling author and commentator John U. Bacon appeared on the Michigan Insider radio show and made a very bold claim. According to Bacon, and this is from FitzNews.com, according to Bacon, former Michigan standout Rashawn Gary was offered $300,000 to attend, quote, another school during his recruitment in 2016. Quote, with the high stakes involved in recruiting, it's not a shock, and with Bacon's reputation, if he says it, you can believe it. Michigan football analyst Chris Peterson wrote for FanSided. He wouldn't report it if he didn't have it on good authority. Rashawn Gary was the former number one national high school recruit, recorded 119 tackles, 23 for loss, 9.5 sacks during his three-year career in Ann Arbor, Michigan. In April, was chosen by the Green Bay Packers with a number 12 overall pick in the draft. Bacon did not name the school that allegedly offered Gary the $300,000, but he did rule out one of the prime suspects. He said it was not Ohio State. So, readers will recall that Gary chose Michigan in February 2016 after having narrowed his decision to the Wolverines and Clemson and Ohio State. It was not Ohio State. He chose Michigan. Clemson is the other school on that list. So the question is, was Clemson the other school of which Bacon speaks? That is, therein lies the question, ladies and gentlemen. And if, Lonzo, if I'm Dabo Swinney, if I'm Dan Radakovich, certainly what happens when you're at the top of the mountain is that, you know, and we see the same thing in politics all the time. You know, what happens when Donald Trump gained all his popularity, when Barack Obama before him gained all of his popularity? His competitors who are losing are doing everything in their power to dig up all the dirt on them that they possibly can to dish out to knock them off their perch, right? We saw it with Donald Trump. We saw it with Barack Obama. And now we're seeing the same thing with Clemson. It's lonely at the top sometimes. And this is why people say it's lonely at the top. But John Bacon has on good authority here, has on good authority that Rashawn Gary received a $300,000 offer from a school, ended up at Michigan. His three finalists were Ohio State, Michigan, and Clemson, and it was not Ohio State, which, whether they wanted to or not, puts Clemson, you know, all of these stories end up being kind of under-the-radar stories. You know, it kind of puts Clemson, again, being talked about in ways where you wouldn't want to be talked about if you're the Clemson Tigers right now, Lonzo.
You know, this is something that the people at Clemson just need to completely ignore, because if you come out and try to get in front of this and say it's not you, then you're making it look like you thought they were indicating you. He said another school, and I know it's narrowed down to that. It doesn't mean it was one of the three who offered him that money. We all believe that, and some of us know for sure, that players get paid in some cases. But I don't think it necessarily means that it's Clemson. I will tell you that Fitz News is based in South Carolina, and so Columbia, if I recall. So I don't know. Take it however you want. But I wouldn't say anything if I was Clemson. I'd just ignore it and move on.
I would say something if I was Clemson. I would, because I'm not going to let people just drive by and deliver pot shots on my school like
this.
Yeah,
but he didn't say Clemson. Now, if he said it, then they would have to respond, but he never named the school. If he doesn't name the school, then you come out and say something, then it makes it look like you think you're guilty.
Well, what Bacon is doing is he's painting the picture as if it is Clemson, because it's obviously not the Wolverines, and he eliminated Ohio State. So, you know, what other high-profile team, you know, is he speaking of here, Lonzo? I mean, he clearly has Clemson in his crosshairs, and is there validity to this or not? I mean, if I'm Clemson, I'm not sitting around and letting people take pot shots at my school. So let me finish reading what Fitz News says here, okay? He says, so was Clemson the other school of which Bacon speaks? And again, I'm trying to get Bacon on the show here. I've reached out to him in an attempt to get him on the show to discuss this. Fitz News says, we'll have to wait and see, but these are their words. This allegation, combined with the claims made by former basketball assistant coach Smith on the federal wiretap, should be very concerning for Clemson fans. This news outlet argued back in April that the information contained on the wiretap should have been more than enough to prompt an NCAA investigation into Clemson's athletic program. Of course, we also noted that trusting the NCAA to handle such an inquiry is problematic considering the entity's history of hypocritical, politically motivated investigations. The agency, the NCAA, is simply not a fair arbiter. The bigger picture, why are we still playing this game when it comes to collegiate athletics? And for that matter, the entire higher education racket. We have been arguing for years the entire system needs to be uprooted, academics and athletics, and replaced by a system that doesn't criminalize individuals for being paid what the market will bear for their skill sets. We can argue the merits of that last comment all day long, but what cannot be argued is that it is illegal as of today to pay college athletes. And this Bacon author, John U. Bacon, with his new book out on Jim Harbaugh, shared on the Michigan podcast this week that, you know, a piece of information that Rashawn Gary did not want published in the book, in his book with Jim Harbaugh, did not want him published. And basically Rashawn Gary had told him that he received a $300,000 offer to play college football. His finalists were Clemson, Ohio State, and Michigan. And John U. Bacon says it wasn't Ohio State. So you wonder why he said that. You wonder why he revealed that information and not other information. And once again, my belief is that transparency is always the best way through. That is always the best way through these things. I think you earn the respect of, in my case, your listenership, when you show yourself. You know, it's not an easy time. You remember when I made the comments on Tavian Feaster and how upset I was that he went to South Carolina and how he would violate the sanctity of one of the greatest rivalries in all of college football by choosing both sides of the war? Folks, it's not easy to show up Monday to work and do a show after that happens on a Sunday and you go viral. That's not an easy thing to do. But I believe that transparency is always the best course of action, and I also believe that I'm not going to let you take pot shots at my school. You know, you're not going to do that. If I'm affiliated with Clemson, if I'm working for Clemson, if I'm the athletic director, the president at Clemson, in my opinion, you don't just get to come by, make these drive-by comments that may or may not be unfounded and not have me acknowledge them in some way. Because certainly, after the Chris Smith, after the Smith comments, the assistant basketball coach, Steve Smith from Clemson's basketball team, after those comments, you don't think Clemson investigated those comments internally? You don't think they tried to get to the bottom of what exactly Steve Smith was talking about? Now you have more comments coming out that where they may not imply Clemson directly, Clemson's on a really short list of teams that according to John U. Bacon, could have offered Rashawn Gary $300,000 a year. Let me ask you this question. Whether you're on the South Carolina side or the Clemson side, If you're Clemson University, how do you handle this today? Lonzo says you ignore it. I say you address it. What side do you come out on? And if you address it, how do you do so? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. I'm coming out in support of my university, if I'm affiliated with the university at this particular point, and I'm giving you X, Y, and Z as to why this allegation is completely and totally unfounded. By the way, I reached out to media members on this today to see if someone would talk to me on the show about this. I couldn't find anybody that was comfortable doing so. That doesn't mean we shy away from it. Here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, we talk about everything, and we'll bring you into it next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, live on location at Habitat, just south of Woodruff Road on Miller Road in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina. Great to be here with you. Friday Eve edition of the show. Habitat, man, let me tell you, this place is incredible. I've been chowing down on some brisket pizza, lunch 7 days a week. It's fast, it's casual, you're out really quick. $2.50 usual suspects during NFL and college football games. Usual suspects being Miller, Bud, Thomas Creek Red, Yingling, etc. Happy hour from 3 to 6, 7 days a week. Amazing food, amazing scenery, and just an amazing vibe out here at Habitat, just south of Woodruff Road on Miller Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Come out and say hello. So Fitz News, through John U. Bacon and his new book with Jim Harbaugh, there was reportedly, he reportedly was told by Rashawn Gary as part of this book writing that Rashawn Gary did not want this published, that he was offered $300,000 to play for a specific school. Now, there's only a few schools on the list that it could potentially be. We know it's not Michigan. Ohio State, John U. Bacon said it's not Ohio State. And who's to say any of that is accurate or not? But when a high-profile and respected author comes out and makes a statement like this, for whatever reason, fair or not, it automatically, in the eye of public perception, seems to implicate the other schools that were high on Rashawn Gary. To be fair, Rashawn Gary's Final Four was listed as Michigan, Ohio State, Clemson, and Auburn. So we now know it wasn't Ohio State. If I'm Clemson, I come out and I make a statement because I'm not letting anybody continue to drive by and take pot shots at my operation there. We took the pot shots with Steve Smith's comments on the wiretap, and you know we've taken some hits on the O-strain thing this offseason, and I'm just a firm believer that you stay ahead of this and that you don't let people make drive-by comments about you. I don't let people do that about me. I'd get out in front of it and I'd say, here's why this is bogus, here's why this, you know, and I believe you can never harm a situation by addressing things. Let's get to Slooper, who's up first here on the show. Slooper, thanks for the call. You're offside, Slooper. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing well, man.
Well, first of all, I'm not so sure that I would be using Fitz News as one of my sources for anything credible, but I'll just
it's everywhere. So, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's not just that place.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. I understand, but I'm not ever going to use Fitz News. You can use it if you want to. That's fine with me. But look, here's the deal. So a guy named Bacon does a story, and Rashawn Gary says, "Oh well, I was going to get paid $300,000, but I chose not to take the $300,000 and go to Michigan." Did you follow his recruiting at all, Rashawn Gary, when he was coming out of high school?
Yeah, no, I didn't because at the time I was in Florida, so he wasn't a high. He wasn't considering Florida very seriously.
Well, I did, and I'll tell you exactly what happened. One of his coaches at his high school, so Auburn came in late. Auburn was supposed to be the school he was going to go to, came in really late. And at that time, Auburn had recruited every single D-lineman, every single D-tackle that Clemson had wanted for years. And Auburn came in late, and everyone thought he was going to end up at Auburn. Then Clemson came on late, and he ends up being at Michigan, ends up in Michigan. Well, his assistant coach, his high school coach, was hired to Michigan, all right? Why do you think he was hired to Michigan? Because they wanted Rashawn Gary.
Right,
but we're not going to – but I mean, can I just finish? But we're going to sit here and say – we're going to sit here and say, oh, Michigan's above paying Rashawn Gary. Michigan's above that. Okay, if somebody offered him – does anybody really believe this? Does anybody really believe this? He turned down $300,000 to go to Michigan. Does anybody really believe that?
Well, it's but you can't but all of that is conjecture, and so what I'm doing here on the show today, Slooper, is I'm just saying, look, here's the story that's out there, multiple sources, okay? And my question to you is, you know, you're the local team, Clemson. I don't want my name associated with this in any way, shape, or form. I think that, you know, I'm not going to let people drive by and put my name in a story like this. Let's get out. Let's stay in front of it. Let's be transparent. Let's address it. Right.
Here's what I would do. I would be – I'm right there, Alonzo. I don't buy any of this garbage these days. I don't. If you're going to put something like that in a book, or you're going to post it and you're a respected offer, then you name it. You name it. Rashawn Gary, if you're going to say something like that, then name it. That's what I'm saying. And if you're Clemson or anybody else in there, I'm not taking my time, any time out of my day – to even recognize that if you're not going to put in there who it was and there's three other schools. Because that just – that alone, if you're going to accuse somebody of something, you better name them. That's my –
But I don't want the headache of the accusation, Slooper. Thanks so much for the phone call. I don't want the headache that comes along with that. Now, Lonzo, we had a listener that said 24/7 Sports has said it was Auburn that did this. Can you confirm that, Lonzo?
I haven't found it, and he's gone now. I'll continue to research
it. I haven't located that either. I haven't located that either. And it's just, look, nobody is on the air here saying Clemson did this. Okay, nobody's saying that. I don't know. It's just a story that's out there that Rashawn Gary turned down a $300,000 offer, which he reportedly told to John U. Bacon, the author of the new Jim Harbaugh book. John U. Bacon came out with this news today. And I, you know, if I'm at Auburn, if I'm at Michigan, if I'm at Clemson, I'm getting out in front of the microphone and I'm nipping this in the bud. Because the worst thing that can happen is what's happening right now, which is you've got fans chirping about it, man. You put it to rest. All right, your thoughts, your calls, and more coming your way next. We're live at Habitat in Greenville, South Carolina. My name is Mark Ryan, and you're Offsides on ESPN Upstate. Let's get right back to it. And Gator Neil's been hanging patiently on the line. Neil, got 2 minutes for you. Go ahead, bud.
What's up, Mark? You know, these Clemson fans, like the previous caller, are the ones that just – they don't drive me crazy anymore. They just piss me the hell off, Mark. Let me tell you something. He's talking about, do you think Rashawn Gary would not go to Clemson for $300,000 and go to Michigan? Yeah, because they probably – Jim Harbaugh probably gave him $350,000. Mark, you used to be a school teacher, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have a – what subject did you teach?
Media.
Okay, so you give a pop quiz every week, and you have a student that's a C-minus, D-plus kid. Every pop quiz, he gets a C-minus, D-plus. Well, you start giving the answers to the test. You have them upside down on your desk, and every week you start going out greeting the students as they come in, and you notice he's always the first in class. After that, he starts getting hundreds on every single test. Are you going to start wondering maybe he's looking at the cheat sheet that's on your desk and you're going to kind of start watching out for that? Yes,
yeah,
or no?
Yeah, it's. I think it's fair to wonder, but you don't know, Neil. You don't know.
Okay, we don't know if it's Clemson. My point is, and I've been saying this for years, Mark, everybody that's any good is cheating. Clemson doesn't.
So what are you going to do about it? What are you doing about it? How do you address it?
You got to pay them. They need to pay them. That's the only way you can go about this. They need to be paid. A free education is not enough anymore. They're bringing in millions upon millions of dollars. There's a reason Urban Meyer kicked a field goal.
They've always been bringing in millions upon millions of dollars. They've always been doing that.
Listen, they're bringing in more money now than they ever have, Mark. But listen, there's a reason back when we played Miami in 2007, 2008, Urban Meyer kicked a field goal and was happy about it. Because they covered the spread. There was a reason last year that Dabo Dumbo, he was pissed off whenever they didn't. They ended up covering the spread that was the opening spread. They didn't cover the full game spread. That's the reason they kept trying to throw the ball, kept trying to score. There's a reason. There is so much money going around, and if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
All right. Gator Neal, thanks so much for the call. Do appreciate it, man. We are live on location at Habitat. Just off of Woodruff Road on Miller Road, right in the heart of Greenville, South Carolina, having a wonderful time. The top three at three, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill, is coming your way next, right here at Habitat, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.